好，弟兄姊妹，我们一同来读几处圣经。
Let's read a few passages together.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
数章。
Chapter 15.
十五章，我们先读一到二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
按照我们一起来读。 约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20。
十七节到二十四节。
And this pine ornament
和救赎是同一个字。
And it's the same word as redemption.
就方舟所以能够胜过洪水。
The reason why ark survived the flood.
靠着里外的松香。
Was through that special anointing.
方舟就叫救赎的基督。
And therefore, ark speaks of the redemption Christ.
方舟这个字。
And the word ark.
和万万和又会是一个字。
Is the same word as the ark of covenant.
都预表耶稣基督。
The talks about and symbolizes Jesus Christ.
方舟又会说到基督是教会的元首。
In the ark of covenant speaks of that Christ is the head of church.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of church.
他也万有的头。
And he's the head of all creation.
而方舟说到救赎的基督。
And the ark speaks of Christ who redeems.
挪亚一家八口在方舟的里面。
All eight members in the household of Noah were in the ark.
圣经里面八十个复活的数字。
And number eight means resurrection.
是我们复活的主类。
And we are the resurrected race.
才能胜过神的最后审判。
They can survive God's final judgment.
所以挪亚一周一家八口在方舟的里面。
Therefore, the entire family of Noah were in the ark.
所以无论往上涨
，It doesn't matter how high the water level becomes.
方舟离在水不远
，And the ark was right above.
方舟贴在水面上
，Was floating right above the water.
所以无论往上涨不涨
，It doesn't matter how high the water level is.
方舟还贴在水面上
，The ark will remain on top of the water.
这里又说出无论是基督，无论是教会
，Therefore, regardless is Christ or His church.
我们都是在世界的里面
，We are in this world.
正贴在世界的权势上面。
And we are living right above the power of the world.
无论世界权势怎样往上涨。
Therefore, regardless how strong the world's power might appear,
我们都刚刚胜过。
And we have just enough position to be above it.
都远远胜过，那就不对了。
And we are not away above it. That's wrong.
我们是贴在水面上。
And we're touching that power right above it.
等到水都退了。
And when the water retreated.
挪亚不急地出方舟。
And Noah wasn't in a hurry to get out of the ark.
他先做个试验。
And he had to give a test first.
他把两只鸟放出去。
So he released two birds.
第一只鸟是乌鸦。
One first bird was a raven.
第二只鸟是鸽子。
And the second one was a dove.
乌鸦预表我们的天然生命。
And raven represents our flesh, our natural life.
而鸽子是我们的属灵生命。
And the dove represents our spiritual life.
我们说乌鸦它吃死亡的肉。
And ravens is fed on dead meat.
喜欢吃腐肉，腐化。
Rotten meat.
而乌鸦放出去。
So when you set the raven
out. 那个全地上面都满了死亡的东西。
You can imagine there are all dead things floating around.
所以乌鸦它才高兴，得其所在。
So raven was having a great feast.
就当出去了，就不再回来了。
So the raven never returned.
而鸽子放出去。
But when he sent the dove out.
鸽子说到主在我们里面重生的生命。
And dove speaks of that new life that Jesus has given us.
永远生命。
That eternal life of God.
而鸽子是最干净东西的。
And the dove like clean stuff.
所以鸽子出去了。
So the dove flew out.
它在整个的地上找不到落脚之地。
The dove flew around.
飞过来飞过去
So he flew back and forth
他只有再回到方舟来
And he had no choice but return to the ark
这真是两幅最好的图画
And these are two beautiful pictures
我们天然生命
And our natural life
我们在这个世界上的得其所在
Enjoys things of this world
世界上面满了死亡
And this world is full of death
天然生命就是属于世界
Yet the natural life we enjoyed it so much.
而且更是说到属灵生命。
And the dove speaks of that spiritual life.
在这个世界上找不到安息的地方。
Where we find no peace and rest in this world.
飞过来飞过去。
We'll fly around.
但只有一件事回到方舟这里。
The only choice we have is to return to Jesus.
回到主里面才得着安息。
Return to the ark where we can find rest.
这就是说到我们今天的重生得救的人。
And that exactly describes our condition.
我们信了主，我们的信属灵生命。
After we believe in the Lord, we have a spiritual life.
在这个世上得不到安息。
And this life finds no rest in this world. world.
我们只有一条路。
We only have one way out.
回到主这里。
That is to return to the Lord.
回到主这里得安息。
To abide in the Lord and have true rest.
回到方舟这里。
Return to the ark.
挪亚也伸手把鸽子挤进去。
When the dog returned, Noah stretched out his hand and took it.
第二次再放出去。
And then took a few days later, he sent another dog out.
鸽子回来的时候。
And when the dog returned,
引了一个。刚刚长出来的橄榄叶子。
And in his feet, there is a new picked olive leaf.
那橄榄是说圣灵。
And olive speaks of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵生命。
And that signifies the life of the Spirit.
新长出来的橄榄叶子。
And that's new life.
这说到整个新天新地了。
And that speaks of the new heaven and earth.
新的生命出来了。
Because a new life was born.
所以鸽子含了那个橄榄叶子进来。
And the dog found that new leaf and brought it back.
挪亚再把它救回去。
And Noah took the dog in.
你再放出去。
And when he sent the dog out again,
鸽子不再回来了。
The dog does not return.
有新天新地。
Because there's a new world.
我们神的儿女活在新天新地。
And we children are living in the realm of the new heaven and new earth.
所以挪亚的洪水。
So the flood in the time of Noah.
我们看见复活的这一面。
Help us to see the realm of resurrection.
真是预表基督的死和复活。
And that resurrection speaks of Jesus.
而摩西带神的百姓过红海。
Another example is Moses when he led Israelites pass through the Red Sea.
意思，埃及人发动全部的军队追那个以色列人。
And the Egyptian armies were after Israelites.
他们的
all they have.
军队他们战车就600辆。
And just chariots alone, there are over 600.
以色列百姓。年老带少年男带女
and the entire Israelites were like people of all age and men and women
当然跑不快了
they couldn't run as fast
埃及的军队是我训练的军队
and Egyptian were well trained armies that went after them
很快就追上了
so it didn't take long they caught up with them
追上神就降下云柱火柱来
and while they're almost there God sent the pillar of fire and cloud
我每年到台湾到中国大陆去
and every year I would go toChina and go to Taiwan.
跨过最大海洋。
And I have flew across the biggest ocean.
跨过太平洋。
Pacific Ocean.
但我从来没看云柱。
But I never saw pillar of cloud.
你们看过云柱没有
？Have you ever seen pillar of cloud?
这个云柱不是个很小的云柱啊。
And it's not a small pillar we're talking about.
这个云柱太大了。
It's a huge pillar.
要挡住几百万以色列人。
It was so huge, was able to block.Cover millions of Israelites.
也挡住埃及军队。
And block the coming of the army of Israel.
白天是云柱。
In the daytime, God led through the pillar of cloud.
晚上是火柱。
And by night is the pillar of fire.
埃及军队很快追上以色列人。
And the Egyptian army caught up, was able to catch.
就各种的云柱火柱。
Yet they were blocked by the pillar of cloud and fire.
终于追就追不上以色列人。
They chased all night long, but they could not.
他们明明看见。以色列人在前面
They saw them right in front of them
就是云柱火柱挡住了
However the pillar stopped them
白天云柱
In the daytime the pillar of cloud
晚上火柱
At night the pillar of fire
一直引领着的百姓
God was leading his people all the time
我们有没有云柱火柱呢
Do we have pillars of cloud and fire in our daily walk? Do we have that?
有云柱火柱
We surely do Where are they? Where does it come from?
我们没有看得见的云柱火柱。
We don't have pillar that's visible with naked eyes.
云柱是到圣灵。
The pillar speak of Holy Spirit.
火柱是到圣经。
The pillar of cloud speaks of the Holy Spirit. The pillar of fire speaks of fire.
光景正常的时候。
So when we are normal.
云柱引领我们。
The pillar of cloud will guide us.
当我们黑暗的时候。
Yet when we are in the dark.
我们也看不见云柱。
We will not be able to see the pillar of cloud.
但是圣经在我们手里面。
But we still have the Bible in our
hands. 字写在白纸上。
And it's black and white.
什么时候都可以看到圣经。
We can have Bible all the time.
云柱火柱引领神的百姓40年。
Are the pillars of cloud and fire that led Israelites for over 40 years.
到他们进迦南。
Until they entered into the land of Canaan.
真正说出以色列人。你光景说出基督的死而复活。
And this speaks of Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection.
那一天以色列人过红海。
And the day when they tried to pass through the Red Sea.
过红海不是目的。
And passing through the sea wasn't the destination.
你若在那个时候找到以色列人
，If you find Israelites, if you were there that day，
问他们你们为什么出埃及
？If you ask them why are you leaving Egypt，
你们目的是什么
？Where are you going？
他们不回答你目的出埃及。
And they will not tell you my purpose is to leave this place。
你不回答你目的在过红海。
Or I'm just going to pass through the Red Sea。
每一个以色列人都能回答。
And every Israelite will answer。
连他们中间的孩子都能回答。
Even their smallest child can tell you。
神带领我们去迦南。
That God is taking us into Canaan。
我们今天问弟兄姊妹，做基督徒为什么
？So if I ask you, why are you a Christian？
你信主为什么
？Why do you believe in the Lord？
你有属灵经历为什么
？Why do you have spiritual experience？
好多人回答不出来。
A lot of people don't know how to answer that question。
回答出来吗
？Are you able to？
以色列的小孩子都能回答。
Even the smallest child of Israelites could answer that question at that time。
我们去迦南。
We are Christians because we are entering into the land of Canaan。
那我们要去迦南呢？
But how about us?
要去迦南。
Are we going to the land of Canaan?
在那说飞机先去以色列地。
Not to this point fly to Israel.
我有两次机会去以色列地，我都放弃了。
And I actually had two opportunities to visit Israel, but I gave up an opportunity.
去以色列实在没什么意思。
Because to me, it's kind of pointless to go to that place.
当初以色列就牛奶与蜜之地。
And in the time of Moses, it's called the land of honey and milk.
地上都看见奶与蜜的。
You can see the production of milk and honey.
小山地下甜酒。
And you see sweet wine produced everywhere.
大山流出奶子。
And then high hill will produce milk. The little hill will produce sweet wine.
我不能相信世界有那么个地。
And I really don't believe there's such a land in this world.
因为你告诉我也搬去了。
If there's such a place, tell me, I will move to there.
真的地上都是奶跟蜜嘛，也没什么意思啊。
Actually, even if you find a land full of milk and honey, so what?
在美国奶跟蜜便宜的。
And you can buy them in the grocery store here, anyway.
那个时候就是了不起，奶与地脉如蜜，对
不对 ？But in that most time is very precious.
说到迦南奶，说到基督里的丰富。
And Canaan speaks of the abundance in Christ.
你在基督里流奶与蜜。
You have to receive honey and milk in Christ.
我深深地说阿门。
And I think I will say amen to that.
迦南美地。
The beautiful land of Canaan.
就说到基督里的丰富。
Refers to the abundance in Christ.
所以他们要出埃及。
So they have to leave Egypt.
为了去迦南。
In order to enter into Canaan.
他们过红海。
They have to pass through the Red Sea.
为了去迦南。
So that they can enter into Canaan.
40年的旷野经历。
And they walk.For over 40 years, the purpose was to enter into Canaan.
我们为什么要得救
？So why should we be saved?
我们为什么要受浸
？And why should we be baptized?
我们为什么经过这么多的经历
？And why do we have all kinds of experience?
只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose.
要得着基督的丰满。
That is to receive abundance in Christ.
得着基督做我们的丰满。
To receive Christ Himself.
这是我们的目的。
And that is our purpose.
所以过红海。
So we have to pass through the Red Sea.
基督的死和复活。
And we pass through His death and enter into the resurrection.
摩西在创世纪十出埃及十四章。
In Exodus chapter 14.
说到过红海。
It talks about the story of passing the Red Sea.
到了十五章。
When it comes to chapter 15.
摩西一个大的颂词。
And you see the great song at exaltation by Moses.
摩西赞美神。
He offered praises to God.
摩西他认识神。
Because he knew God very well.
摩西一开始说到过红海。
So he set off the fact that they passed through the Red Sea.
最大的得胜。
That was the greatest victory.
神把所有的仇敌都埋在红海里。
How you throw your enemy and their horses into the sea.
这我们去年讲过的。
We talked about this last year.
连一个仇敌都不留下。
God did not even keep one enemy.
我们诗歌说不留一个仇敌。
Not even one foe survived.
无需两次征战。
Therefore, does not take two battles to defeat them.
我们晓不晓得仇敌的毁灭啊
？Do we know for sure all our enemies have been defeated and destroyed?
好，仇敌毁灭，一个仇敌不留下。
And God had completely defeated all devils and no one survived.
在他的赞美里面。
Therefore, in Moses' exhortation,
你凭慈爱领你所属的百姓。
says in verse 13, in your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. And in your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. And it's so well said.
凭慈爱领他们，领你所属的百姓。
It is in your unfailing love, you lead the people you have redeemed.
昨天晚上刚才我救赎与救恩。
And last night, I talked about redemption and salvation.
就是你所属的百姓。
The people that you have redeemed.
因为这些百姓过了逾越节了。
And these people have just had a Passover.
每一家都有羔羊的血把他们赎出来。
And every household was redeemed through the blood of the Lamb.
你凭慈爱领你所属的百�性。
And in your unfailing love, you lead the people whom you have
redeemed. 为什么要过逾越节？
Why did they have to have Passover?
为什么要有羔羊赎他们的性命？
Why did they have to have the Lamb to redeem their lives?
摩西的目的为了去迦南。
Moses says, in order to take them into Canaan.
你凭能力领他们到你的圣所。
In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling.
圣所是神在地上居住的地方。
Holy dwelling is where God lives on earth.
这是永远的旨意。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
要在地上找到一个他的居住的地方。
Is to find a dwelling place on earth.
所以摩西第一个造神的居所。
And Moses was the first one who prepared a dwelling place for God.
他建造会幕。
He was the one who built the tabernacle.
而大卫来了，他们盖圣殿。
And David built the temple.
会幕、圣殿，因为都预表耶稣基督。
Both the tabernacle and the temple represent Jesus.
因为预表教会。
On one hand, it also represents the church.
神在地上要和人同住。
That tells us that God wants to live with men on earth.
摩西说，你凭能力领他们到你的圣所。
Therefore, Moses is in your strength, you guide them to your dwelling place.
而下面摩西这样说，这是好。
And he said even better after this.
你把你的百姓。
You will bring them in.
栽种在你产业的山上。
And plant them on the mountain of your inheritance.
产业山上就是迦南地。
The mountain of inheritance is the land of Canaan.
而他用文字叫栽种。
And use the word here to plant them.
有栽种两句话太好。It's
such a well said word.
假设你给我一块地。
For example, if you give me a piece of land.
那个地太肥美了。
And it's so, so rich.
像这个留在玉米之地。
Like a land of flowing honey milk.
那我做什么呢？
So what do I do with the land?
我做什么呢？
What do I do with the land?
我最好的办法。
The best thing I can do is.
种一棵树在那里。
To plant trees.
让树的根都深深进入土地。
And let the root of the tree can go deep into the land.
每一个吸取地的肥美。
And absorb the riches in the land.
那个长的树长得那么好。
And the tree will grow so well.
长出千千万万的叶子来。
And grow millions and thousands of.
开出千千万万的花来。
And blossom with hundreds and millions of.
结出千千万万的果子来。
And then yield many fruits.
这就是约翰福音15章主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
And that's what was described in John 15 when Jesus says, I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
有宇宙中最大的一棵树。
And Jesus is the greatest tree in the entire universe.
摩西的话栽种在产业的山上。
So Moses said that you plant them on the mountain of your inheritance.
吸取一切的丰富。
And to absorb all the abundance and riches of Christ.
对迦南说到基督的丰富。
So Canaan speaks of the abundance of Christ.
神要领他的百姓去迦南。
And God leads his people into Canaan.
要得着迦南的一切丰富。
So that we can receive the abundance in that land.
得着的树呀，过约旦河。
Another example is Joshua, when he led his people passing through Jordan River.
好，他们过约旦。
When they passed through Jordan.
都是复活的人。
And they were people of resurrection.
他们在河子里面搬了12块石头，神把这个河水停住了。
And while they were passing through, God stopped the water in the distance.
这些知道到哪里停住的？
Where did the water stop at?
在亚当城那里。
At the city of Adam.
停在亚当城。
The water stopped at the city of Adam.
所以主耶稣自己叫我们后亚当。
That's why Jesus was called the letter Adam.
当亚当废掉了。
And so to get rid of the first Adam.
不再有亚当了。
No more Adam was necessary.
所以停在亚当城。
So the water stopped at the city of Adam.
整个水成了干地。
And again, the river becomes dry land.
他们把十二块石头放在河道和河底。
And then they move 12 stones to the bottom of the river.
再拿十二块石头放到对岸。
Also, they move 12 stones from the river onto the other shore.
让他们过了河。
After they pass through the river, the water returns.
埋在河里面的十二块石头再不看见。
So you no longer can see the 12 stones. They moved to the bottom of the river.
说到基督的死和复活。
That talks about Jesus' death and his resurrection.
主耶稣死了。
Jesus died.
我们都死了。
We died with him.
没有一个人看得见。
And no one can see us anymore.
基督的死比约旦河把河要壮阔了。
And the death of Jesus is much greater than the river Jordan.
结果约旦河它一个坡度，下面的坡度。
And Jordan is on a very steep slope.
全世界最陡的一条河。
And probably it's the steepest slope.
一个坡度一下来就120尺。
And the slope and the jump can be over 120 feet.
快成了瀑布了。
It's like a waterfall.
水那么急的水下来。
And the water was very rough.
十二块埋在河底的石头再看不见。
Yet those 12 rocks that were very under the water can no longer be seen.
石头上写以色列十二支派的名字。
And they write the name of 12 tribes on the 12 stones.
对于那十二块石头也写了以色列十二支派的名字。
They did the same thing with the rock, which they moved to the shore.
而在河里的以色列十二支派再看不见。
And you can no longer see the 12 stones that's buried in the water, covered by the water.
对于以色列支派的新的生命。
And the Israelites across the river to the other side are the new guys.
述说基督的死和复活。
And that again tells us the death and resurrection.
所以就有三件大事。
These are three great matters recorded in the Old Testament.
都预表基督的死和复活。
They all talk about the death and resurrection of Christ.
我们从以赛亚书来看主耶稣的死和复活。
And if you read the book Isaiah, you also see his death and resurrection.
以赛亚五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
讲到基督最好的一章。
It is the most beautiful chapter that well describes Jesus.
读圣经的人称五十三章称为弥赛亚章。
And this is the chapter of Messiah.
从一开头的末了都讲主耶稣。
The entire chapter talks about Jesus.
说他降生，说他复活，说他荣耀升天。
From his birth, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension.
有一次我在一个地方讲五十三章。
And one time I shared chapter 53 elsewhere.
讲完一个弟兄来问我。
And after I finished sharing, somebody came to me and asked. A brother says, you know, when I read this chapter,
那么明显讲到耶稣基督。
It's very obvious it's Jesus Christ.
这个旧约以色列人读了，他们怎么不信啊？
It's so obvious to me it's talking about Jesus Christ. How come Israelites, when we had the same book, did not believe that?
连我这个中国人读了，觉得真像耶稣基督。
Even me, a Chinese, when I read this chapter, I could tell this is Jesus.
以色列的通通信主才对啊。
And therefore, I would think Israelites would read this chapter should believe in the Lord.
我说你的话太奇妙了。
I said that indeed is a very interesting.
神叫以色列人瞎眼了。
It's like God blind the eyes of Israel.
我们读懂以赛亚五十二章，他们读不懂。
We can understand this chapter, but they can't.
一开头讲到耶稣基督。
In the beginning, it talks about Jesus.
整个新约讲主耶稣。
The entire New Testament talks about Jesus.
从来没讲主外面的样子怎么样。
They talk about what Jesus did, but never describe how he looked like.
我们不知道。
We have no idea about his appearance.
不知道这个大好处啊。
Which is good for us.
我们只看见荣耀的基督。
Because our eyes will be focused on the Jesus in glory.
在圣灵里的基督。
The Jesus that's in the Spirit.
天下没人知道。
Actually, no one else knows.
但是天主教花了那么多耶稣的像来。
But interesting that in Catholic Church, you see the portrait of Jesus in.
你们有没有见过天主教花耶稣的像？
Have you seen those portraits?
有见过。
Have you?
你看见很讨厌的。
I really don't like those.
他们是哪里学来的？
Because I wonder how did they get idea how Jesus.
我告诉你们故事好不好？
Can I share a story with you?
在 Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
我们有个地方可以看那些最有名的画的最后晚餐。
And there's a place you can see this famous drawing called the Last Supper.
那是达芬奇画的。
And the artist
达芬奇太了不起的人。
And he's very great.
他是很好的基督徒。
And he also was a great Christian.
我好多次陪人去看这画。
And I, you know, I accompany a lot of friends to visit that drawing, that art piece, and friends to them.
当初达芬奇讲的画。
And I use the word set by the artist.
他说当初摆的主耶稣，他画的主耶稣。
And he said the one in the middle is Jesus Christ.
没有人能画主耶稣。
So no one can really draw Jesus.
我也不能画主耶稣。
Neither can I.
但是必须要有耶稣基督在那里。
But Jesus has been in this picture.
我画了这个告诉你们，这位是耶稣基督就是了。
So I draw a figure here and tell you this is Jesus.
十二使徒脸都画的不一样。
And I was able to draw the faces of all disciples. They all look different.
有人告诉我他们的脚趾都画的不一样。
And some people told me even their the feet look different.
我画了看好几次，我看不出来。
I can tell the difference.
啊，最画的犹大。
And the last one was Judah.
犹大很卑鄙的样子。
He really had a mean look. And the artist said at the end,
我开始画耶稣基督,
when I start to draw Jesus,
我要找 model,
I need to look for a model.
好, 我找这个 model.
And I found
很俊美,
very handsome,
很尊贵,
and looked very honorable.
画了,
I did it.
我这画了犹大找 model 不好找,
and I couldn't find an example to Judah.
我到处找。
And I look around.
找到一个人。
Finally,
I found someone.
You look very bad.
样子很讨厌。
You look nasty.
我让他来画犹大。
And I just decided to draw him as Judah.
结果发现一件事啊。
And then I realized.
耶稣基督的 model.
The model that I found for Jesus.
和犹大的 model.
And the one I found for Judah.
就是同一个人。
They were the same person.
同一个人。
It turned out to be the same person.
他过了些年了。他这个变成这样子了。
Oh, because I found the picture of two men supposedly, and their ears apart in the picture, so they look different after. That person changed his appearance, but actually was the same person.
所以他很感叹的。
So he saw.
他讲一句话。
And he said this.
我们爱主就像基督。
If we love Jesus, we'll be like us.
活在肉体就像犹大。
And if we live in our flesh, we'll be like Jesus.
是一个人。
And we are the same person.
所以主耶稣什么样子的？
And what does Jesus look like?
你们到时候再去看那个 Last Supper， 完全不能照这个样子看的。
And don't even believe in the picture in the Last Supper.
全部圣经只有以赛亚五十三章主耶稣的外貌。
In the entire Bible, only the book of Isaiah describes how Jesus looked like.
他说他没有加些美容。
He says he was not good looking.
人也你看见他也不因为他美貌而羡慕他。
And no one will envy him because of his appearance.
这是你会意识到主耶稣的外貌。
And this is the only place that talk about Jesus' appearance.
没有加些美容。
He does not have good looking.
人也不能因着看见美貌而羡慕他。
And no one will envy him because of his good looking.
不给主耶稣造个加些美容。
God did not make Jesus handsome.
主耶稣的生命
but his life,
这个平凡的外貌里头照耀
was shining out through an ordinary appearance.
这个很凡俗的生命里头荣耀彰显出来
and he manifests God's beauty.
两千年吸引我们这么多人爱他
and he was able to draw us through 2,000 years.
所以他这个圣经不影响到主的外貌
and this is the only place that talk about the appearance of Jesus.
没有加薪美容
and he was not good looking.
你看见他的时候也没有过他的美貌而羡慕他。
And no one will envy him because of his appearance.
他也跟出去干地。
And he's like the root come out of the dry land.
在神面前生长如嫩芽。
And he grew up like a tender shoot before God.
跟出去干地。
His roots coming out of the dry land.
他从来不吸收世界的营养。
Means he does not draw nutrition from the world.
主的生命跟世界没有关系。
And his life has nothing to do with the world.
他不受世界的教育。
And he does not receive education from this world.
也不吸取世界任何的丰富。
And he does not take any abundance or riches from this world.
这里说的复活生命。
And that tender shoot speaks of the resurrected life.
他在神面前有复活生命活在神面前。
Because he lived before God through that resurrected life.
他被藐视。
And he was despised.
被人厌弃。
And he was despised.
多受痛苦。
And we do not esteem him.
这个圣经特别有一句话。
And this is a very, very famous saying.
原文是痛苦之子，忧患之子。
And he is called the man of sorrows.
好，他是忧患之子。
He is the man of sorrows.
他的一生当中都是忧患。
And his life is full of sorrows.
所以他能懂得我们的忧患。
That's why Jesus understands our sorrows.
你担当我们的忧患。
And he actually took up our infirmities.
为我们的罪孽受苦。
And he was suffered for our sin.
我们的平安，因为他的刑罚，我们的平安。
And the punishment he received brought us peace.
因为他的鞭伤，我们的医治。
And by his scourging, we are healed.
我昨天讲了个鞭伤的医治，对不对
？Yes, sir. We talk about by scourging we are healed.
讲了没有
？Did we talk about it?
没讲。
Yes.
讲了。 的平安的医治。
And we receive peace and healing from Him.
而主祷告的平安赐给我们。
And the Lord has given to us His own peace.
基督徒最大的两个生命。
And this is the greatest, two greatest lives.
一个是要互动的平安。
This is two greatest things that we have. One is unshakable peace.
另外一个是夺不去的喜乐。
And one is the joy that no one can take away.
我们神的儿女有摇不动的平安。
Therefore, we children of God have an unshakable peace.
撒旦不是不要摇我们的平安。
It's not that Satan did not try to shake them.
也不是不要夺我们的喜乐。
It's not that Satan did not try to steal our joy.
两千年来一直摇不平我们的平安。
And Satan has tried for over 2,000 years now.
一直要夺去我们的喜乐。
They keep on trying to take our joy away.
经过两千年到现在。
After over 2,000 years.
我们可以夸耀主。
We can boast
我们的平安都不去
that we have a peace that cannot be shaken.
我们的喜乐都不去
a joy that cannot be taken.
我每年去中国大陆
I visit China every year.
我们美国国中的中国教会在美国赶不上台湾中国美国的中国教会不是
The Chinese church in the United States is not in as good condition as the church in Taiwan.
台湾教会赶不上大陆
Yet the church in Taiwan is not as good as church in China.
为什么呢
Why?
台湾的环境太好了
Because Taiwan is in a better condition than China.
中国基督徒真是不容易
And the Christians in China suffer much.
那中国教会非常好
Yet their church was in much greater condition.
我很快就要去中国了
And very soon I will go to China again.
中国我每年去中国今年还要去到萧山教会
And although this is the church in Shaoxan,
很小的地方
it's a small place.
聚会的人十几万
but there are over 100,000 of Christians.
他们最大会所坐五千人
and their church can fit over 5,000 Christians.
第二会所坐三千人
the second large size is 3,000.
第三会所一千五百人
and the third one they accommodate 1,500.
几百人的会所多的人
and there are just many churches that accommodate hundreds of people.
十几万的聚会
and the overall size is over 100,000
我倒不是要讲这件事。
I'm not here to talk about their happiness.
他们的确有夺不去的喜乐。
But they indeed had a joy that cannot be taken away.
他们在主面前属灵光景非常好。
And their spiritual condition before God was good.
他们教会的历史里面，他们受的逼迫最厉害。
And there are one of the church among all church that got received most persecution.
我想我不要去讲萧山教会。
And I'm not here to praise that church.
我们主的教会都是一样的。
Because all the church are the same.
摇不动的平安。
We all have the unshakable peace.
夺不去的喜乐。
And the joy that cannot be taken.
我们都如羊走迷
We are all like sheep that have gone astray
个人偏行己路
And that we have turned to our own way
主为我们的罪孽压伤
But for our sins he was crushed
我像羊走迷
We are all like sheep that have gone astray
看见过羊没有
Have you seen sheep gone astray
看见羊没有
Have you ever seen sheep
看见过羊
Have you
看见过羊你不研究羊
Have you studied how they live
羊子是一条最奇怪的动物。
A sheep is one of the most strange animals in the world.
它不能路的。
Because the sheep doesn't recognize direction.
它也不能够离开群众的。
And the sheep has to stick with the crowd.
它羊子一群群走的。
And so sheep move in crowds.
有牧人带路的哈。
And the shepherd will be leading the way.
你若看见一只羊在那里啊。
Whenever you see a sheep by itself.
就是最可怜之羊。
And that's a pitiful sheep.
他迷路了
because apparently she was lost
他不知道怎么办
and doesn't know how to return
他从来不认路
because she doesn't recognize direction
那个羊不会自己找粮食的
and also sheep does not know how to find food by its own
虽然动物都会自己找食物的
almost all creatures know how to seek food
只有羊不会找食物的
but not the sheep
牧人把他领到草地上
so the shepherd has to take them to the pasture
他只能吃草
They only eat the grass.
他不会找草。
But they don't know how to find the grass.
第三件事，羊从来不抵抗仇敌的。
And thirdly, sheep are very vulnerable. They don't know how to defend themselves.
仇敌来了，他没办法。
So when they're attacked, they have no way to survive.
所以羊一生要依靠牧人。
Therefore, sheep has to be protected by the shepherd.
牧人替他领路。
So the shepherd will guide them.
牧人给他草吃。
Provide them with food.
牧人为他抵挡仇敌。
Protect them from the enemies.
所以主把我们比作羊。
So the Lord used sheep in comparison with us.
我们主是大的牧者。
The Lord is our great shepherd.
约翰福音第十章说，主耶稣说，我是好牧人。
In John chapter 10, the Lord says, I am the good shepherd.
然后希伯来书说，主是大牧人。
And in Hebrew 10 says, I am the great shepherd.
主耶稣是我们的好牧者。
The Lord is our good shepherd.
主耶稣是我们的大牧人。
And he's our great shepherd.
我们都如羊走迷。
We all are like sheep have gone astray.
我们是最可怜的呀。
And we were in very miserable condition.
不认识人生道路。
And we are lost. We don't know the direction of life.
信了主了，也不认识属灵的道路。
And after we believe the Lord, sometimes we don't know the way of the spiritual path.
你认识路吗？
Do you know the spiritual path?
认识吗？
Do you know the way?
我们不认识。
A lot of times we don't.
羊走迷，站在那里不知道怎么办好。
Just like the sheep that has gone astray, didn't know where to turn.
为什么会这样呢？
How come?
个人偏信歧路。
Because just like what says here, we all have gone our own way.
每一个人都走他的自己的道路。
Everyone turns to his or her own way.
每个路都不一样的。
Everyone choose different direction.
主为我们是赎罪祭。
And the Lord has become the sin offering, the guilt offering.
他就转到耶稣基督身上。
And all turn to Jesus.
他被欺压的时候不开口。
And he did not open his mouth.
对解摩人的时候叫无声。
And he was silent before her shearer.
主耶稣一生就没有声音。
You know, all his life, Jesus was very quiet.
受苦又没有声音。
Especially when he suffered.
我这句话我最受感动。
And I'm so touched by that.
最受感动，主耶稣在马太十七章的。
Now, how in this what described in Matthew 17?
在变化山上。
When he went to the Mount of Transfiguration,
主耶稣变了荣耀的形状。
When Jesus transfigured into glorious image,
云彩遮盖，那个摩西跟伊利亚出现。
And the cloud came, and the Moses and Elijah were in the cloud.
摩西讲话。
Moses spoke.
伊利亚也讲话。
Elijah spoke.
还有彼得也讲话。
And Peter spoke.
彼得讲话应该谁讲话呢？
And then God spoke.
神叫彼得不要多讲话。
And God told Peter to be quiet.
你们要听他。
He said, "Listen to my son."
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
你只要听主耶稣。
Only listen to Jesus.
彼得这个人什么时候都不讲话的。
And Peter has the kind of guy that was speaking any kind of way.
你们要听他。
But God says, "Listen to my son."
在荣耀里面这么多的声音。
And there are so many people speaking in that glorious condition.
只有耶稣基督没有声音。
Except Jesus.
在荣耀变相的都没有声音。
Jesus was silent even when he was transfigured.
这是儿子最伟大的地方。
And that is the great thing about the Son.
他不开口。
He did not open.
他解摩人的时候叫无声。
Like the sheep brought to the shearer.
好，他下面就转过来说复活。
And then after this verse, Isaiah called
for resurrection. 神要叫他看见后裔。
And then God will cause him to see his offspring.
他要延长年日。
And God will prolong his days.
主耶稣基督死而复活了。
That talks about Jesus will pass through death into resurrection.
必定看见自己的后裔。
So Jesus will see his offspring.
后裔在哪里？
Where is his offspring?
我们是不是他后裔？
Are we his offspring?
我们都是主的后裔，对不对？
We're all the Lord's offspring.
我们中国人成为主的后裔，哎，特别一件事情。
It's so amazing that we Chinese can become the Lord's offspring.
就在以赛亚书里面。
And it's in the book of Isaiah.
所以有很多这个外面的外邦人信主了。
It talks about how many Gentiles will believe in the Lord.
亚伯拉罕不认识他。
Abraham do not know them.
我那个就是那儿，我们外邦人信主的人讲的话了。
And this is a we Gentile Christian talk.
亚伯拉罕不认识我们。
We can say Abraham may not know me.
以色列不承认我们。
Israel may not recognize.
神就是我们的父。
But God is our father.
有一天我们在荣耀里见到亚伯拉罕。
One day we shall see Abraham in his glory.
我们说我们是亚伯拉罕后裔啊。
We will tell them that we are the offspring of Abraham.
是不是亚伯拉罕后裔？
Are we his offspring? Yes, we are.
这是圣经说的。
That's what Bible says.
当亚伯拉罕看见我们，什么是五音不全黄面目后裔啊？
But Abraham may look at us since when that you Chinese is my offspring.
什么时候我又过去了黑面孔的后裔啊
？And when did I have black people as my offspring？
亚伯拉罕不认识我们。
And I think Abraham won't be able to recognize me.
以色列不承认我们。
And Israel will not recognize us either.
神却是我们的父亲。
But God is indeed our father.
神承认我们就好了。
As long as God recognizes, God accepts us.
主承认我们。
The Lord also recognizes.
因为我们舍命。
Because he gave his life.
他延长年日。 主耶稣33年半走了。
He lived over 33 and a half years.
但主耶稣复活了。
But he resurrected.
复活人看不见。
And no one can see resurrected.
一件事情能看得见。
One thing people can see.
主在我们身上活出来了。
Is that people can see the Lord through us.
我想这是当初法利赛人最奇怪的地方。
And this is the thing that bothered the Pharisees.
主耶稣在地上，他们逼迫主耶稣。
They persecuted Jesus when he was on earth.
做主耶稣的仇敌。
And they were his enemies.
但是门徒们很软弱。
But his disciples, followers were very weak.
他们从来不注意门徒。
Pharisees never pay attention to those disciples.
主耶稣死了。
After Jesus died.
法利赛人得胜。
Pharisees thought they won.
他以为他们工作做完了。
They thought their job was done.
到了使徒行传。
But when it comes to the book of Acts.
这些软弱的门徒们统统改变样子。
But those weak followers suddenly changed.
大有能力。
They become so mighty.
他们的能力就和耶稣的能力一模一样。
And they have exactly the same power that Jesus had.
他们显出荣耀。
And they show a glory.
这个荣耀跟耶稣的荣耀一模一样。
And just like the glory that Jesus manifested.
法利赛人是大吃惊。
So Pharisees were greatly surprised.
不久以前这样软弱的门徒
and these followers were very weak not too long ago
怎么那么几天就变得那么荣耀了
how come just after a few days they have changed
他们不能懂
they could not understand
我们懂不懂
do we understand can we comprehend that
为什么会变得这么荣耀了懂讲不出来为什么
why
一个点
one thing
圣灵降临
Because the Holy Spirit came upon
them. 对不对？圣灵降临了。
Because the Holy Spirit came.
所有的人改变了。
All followers changed.
圣灵降临了。
When the Holy Spirit comes.
最大一件事。
The greatest thing that happened.
主耶稣活在我们里面。
Is to allow Jesus to abide in us.
你们得到主。
Have you received the Lord?
你们得到主。
Have you had Lord?
好，延长年日。
Prolong days.
主在我们身上延长了。
And the Lord is prolonged in us.
人在我们身上看见耶稣基督，人就活着。
And they people can see and touch Jesus through us.
主耶稣死了。
Jesus died.
复活了。
And he resurrected.
怎么知道主复活了
？How do people know that Jesus resurrected?
复活在我们里面。
Because that's in us.
彰显在我们身上。
It's manifested.
延长年日。
So his days are prolonged.
耶和华说喜悦的事。
And this is the thing that he enjoyed.
并在他手中亨通。
And God's will prosper.
喜悦的就当建立教会。
And what God desires to have is to build up his church.
主复活了。
And Jesus resurrected.
在他手中亨通。
And the will of the Lord will prosper.
他要看见自己劳苦的功效就心满意足。
And after the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of his life and be satisfied.
主耶稣已经看见他劳苦功效了。
Jesus saw the result of his suffering.
这么多人得救。
So many people have been saved.
当初使徒行传。
And in the book of Acts.
以色列人门徒弟兄基督徒不过是120人。
There was only 120 Christians.
今天教会遍满全世界了。
Well, look at today. The church is all over the place in the world.
圣灵降临。
Because the Holy Spirit.
最后一件事。
And the last thing.
叫主在最后一件事。
And the last thing,
他在天上为罪犯代求。
The Lord did is that He interceded for us.
主耶稣在宝座做一件事为我们代祷。
Jesus is on His throne right now, and one thing He does is to pray for us.
以赛亚他是伟大的先知啊。
So Isaiah is a great prophet by writing this chapter.
从耶稣基督的降生一直说到复活，一直说到升天。
He described from the birth of Jesus to His death, His resurrection to His ascension.
啊，我们就说到新约。
And then it comes to the New Testament.
主耶稣复活了。
Jesus resurrected.
玛利亚去找主耶稣。
Mary went to his tomb.
玛利亚找主耶稣。
Mary went to Jesus' tomb.
天使告诉她，她的坟墓里看主耶稣坟墓空了。
Because she noticed that the grave was empty.
天使显现。
And the angel appeared to Mary.
她不在这里。
The angel told her, He's no longer here.
主耶稣不在这里。
Jesus is no longer here.
主耶稣不在物质世界。
Jesus is no longer here in the grave.
主耶稣不在看得见的世界。
He's no longer in the world that's visible.
他已经复活了。
He has resurrected.
到今天全世界有多少基督徒呢？
And there are so many Christians in this world.
我们绝对相信主复活了，对不对？
We totally believe that Jesus has resurrected.
但全世界不信的人就不信主主耶稣复活了。
But those who will not do not believe in Jesus will not believe in His resurrection.
就昨天晚上我说过。
And last night I said.
复活是一个最重要的一件事。
Resurrection is the most important thing.
复活就是我们的信仰。
Because this is where our faith is at.
我们信主耶稣
Our faith is in Jesus
信他复活
In his resurrection
我帮你们发现
Gentiles, non-believers cannot believe that
这是一个边界
And this is the divide
他不在这里已经复活了
The angel says he's no longer here He is risen
而你看边界的玛利亚
And the Mary here in the book of John
玛利亚这个人太特别了
Mary is a very special woman.
她是所有爱主的人的榜样。
She is a model, an example of all those who love Jesus.
只有保罗吧，他说我是榜样啊。
Only Paul said that I am the model.
保罗就是榜样。
And he is.
但是玛利亚是爱主的榜样。
And Mary is an example for us, those who love Jesus.
在大麻风的西门家里，请主耶稣吃饭的时候。
When Simon treated Jesus for dinner, the leper was.
西门是个财主。
He was a rich man.
他大麻风的医治。
His leprosy was healed by Jesus.
为的是摆设宴席。
So he prepared a feast to treat Jesus.
他做的是没有进到主的心里去。
Yeah, whatever he did, it wasn't touching Jesus' heart.
玛利亚来。
Until Mary came.
拿回去贵的。香膏
and with a jar of anointment in her hand
把一瓶大珀就浇在主的头上
and she broke the jar and anointed Jesus
他没讲什么话
she didn't say much
是一个极贵的香膏
but we all know that's very precious
这种香膏是30两银子
and about over 30 silver coins
30两银子那个是很贵的价钱
it's equivalent of
可以买一个人的买一个
the price of a slave
所以门徒们看见。
So the disciples around her saw what she did.
大家心里说，为什么这样的枉费
？They said, why all this waste?
有的圣经说，圣经有地方说，为什么这样糟蹋
？Why all this waste?
30两银子。
The money you can pay.
你可以一瓶羊膏去买30两银子，可以周济好多穷人。
And you can use to feed and help many poor people.
做很多事。
You can do a lot of good work.
你先说这么多的，一觉就没有了。
But you waited on this man in one shot.
浪费了
It's all wasted.
糟蹋了
It's wasted. It's not worth it.
主你们觉得他糟蹋了
Did Jesus feel the same way?
主知道他们的心里的意念
And Jesus knew what was in their hearts.
主说不要难为这个女人
He said, do not trouble her.
他说做的为我安葬做的
What she did was for my burial.
天下无论在什么地方
And wherever you go in the future,
传这个福音
to share this gospel,
都要提醒这个女人所做的作为纪念
you have to mention what she did.
为什么作为纪念
Why?
因为福音
Because the good news,
福音 gospel,
the gospel,
福音说到主爱罪人
speaks of the fact that Jesus loves sinners.
这个女人所做的
and what that woman did,
说罪人爱救主
Speaks of how sinners love Jesus. Therefore, when we preach gospel, we have to
be
that. So we let people to Christ.
告诉他们主爱罪人。
We have to tell them that Jesus loves sinners.
信主之后。
After they become a believer.
一定要培养他们罪人也爱救主。
We have to help them to become a person who loves Jesus.
2000年到今天。
It's over 2000 years now.
教会里面兴起多多少少的人来。
And there are so many people being raised up in the church.
把他们一生给主。
They gave all their lives to Jesus.
把他们所有的力量给主。
They gave all their strength to the Lord.
很多人为主舍命。
And a lot of people gave their life for Jesus.
一生侍奉主。
They gave their life and served the Lord all their lives.
很多人把他们一生像一个香膏一样。
And therefore, their life is just like a precious jar of anointment.
在主那一浇就完了。
It was broken and it was poured out to Jesus.
但是那天说，房子里面埋了膏的香气。
And Bible says the aroma of the jar filled their house.
所以我们一生都要留下个馨香之气。
Therefore, we should do the same. Our service to the Lord should have that aroma.
跟我遇见的人
，So people encounter us，
你都要留点香气给他们
，And they will sense that aroma，
他们闻到你身上的馨香
，And you leave the aroma to them，
到了最后
，And when it comes to the end，
主复活了
，The Lord was risen，
玛利亚是第一个知道信息的
，Mary was the very first person who know the good news，
玛利亚出现玛利亚显现。
And the Lord appeared to Mary.
四十天里面出现了多次。
You know the Lord appeared many times in the following 40 days.
出现的人都看不认识主。
And people did not recognize him.
你这么认识主的玛利亚也不认识。
And same with Mary, she did not recognize Jesus.
把玛利亚把主当做看院子的人。
And he thought he was a gardener or the gardener.
先生，你都知道什么人把我主的身体拿走了。
So she asked him, if you know anybody who has removed my master's body,
告诉我，我去取他。
Please tell me where it is, so I can bring him back.
玛利亚不想想，一个女人看不动一个死走的。
And Mary even didn't even reason about the fact that she could not move the body by herself.
什么也不顾了。
But she didn't care.
然后那个时候主讲话了。
And the Lord spoke to her.
就很简单。
Very simply.
叫她的名字。
He called her by name.
玛利亚。
Mary.
我感觉玛利亚什么意思没有。
If I say Mary, nothing will happen.
那个主的声音可是不一样。
But the voice of the Lord is different.
把爱和能力都放在声音。
It's full of power and love.
玛利亚一听这个声音。
So Mary heard that voice.
马上回过头来说拉伯尼。
Immediately she turned back and said,
Rabboni. 拉伯尼可以翻作夫子 teacher.
Teacher.
最喜欢我一翻译翻作 master.
And or master.
你是主，你是我的主。
Recognizing that it's the master.
主说不要摸我。
The Lord said, "Don't touch."
我还没有升上去。
Because I have not ascended to heaven.
见我的父就是你们的父。
To my father, your father.
就我的神就是你们的神。
To my God, who's also your God.
主一本来就复活就要升天。
You know, Jesus was about to ascend at that point.
被玛利亚拖住了。
But he was delayed by Mary.
玛利亚看不见主，心里得不到安慰。
Mary did not have comfort until she finds his Lord.
别的门徒被掳回家去。
And all the disciples returned home.
玛利亚一直找主。
Except Mary, she was looking for Jesus.
到坟墓那里一直哭。
She went to the grave and
cried. 所以主在升天以前必须先向她显现。
So the Lord had to appear to her before he ascended.
安慰她的心。
To comfort her heart.
不要摸我。
But he said, "Do not touch me." I have not
ascended
to my father.
然后才升上去。
And then he ascended to heaven.
见我的父。
To see my father.
就是你们的父。
Which is your father.
见我的神。
To see my God.
就是你们的神。
Which is your God.
主耶稣不讲最大的话。
And that is the greatest.
主复活和我们联合了。
That means after he resurrected, he united with us.
主耶稣基督的天父。
So his father.
成了我们的父亲。
Is now our father.
这是我们的神
，Our God，
就是宣告最大复活的救恩。
And that is the greatest salvation.
今天我们就交流到这里。
And my sharing ends here.
我们唱诗歌。
Let's sing again.